This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. Is this one I'll recognize when the chorus kicks in?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You better.
Ah. Hey, this son of a gun.
Yeah, boy.
Morning.
Mmm.
Look who it is.
Well, what is
that? Smells like Chick-fil-A in here.
Right. You must have some new cologne. Oh, oh yeah, watch that cord.
Oh, did you trip over the cord?
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
It come well, out?
Yeah.
You see in the, up under.
Right there.
Is it right there?
A little hole down there.
It should have like a bigger gimmick on it.
Maybe.
It's right Jeremy there, boys. Clements. How's it going?
It's going good.
It is good.
Me. Okay, here we are.
Can you hear anything?
No. I'm sorry. I just do without it right now.
Do I need to come over and help?
I thought I plugged it in. Is this one right here?
Oh,
right?
This would be fun. Matt's swimming over to help him.
I didn't. Yeah,
that's good.
Let's see if this works. What about now?
Did it work?
No, sir.
This is like a 2-second
Oh, there
fix.
We go. We got it. Good job.
Perfect.
Sorry.
We have technology.
I plugged it in right, but I didn't turn the volume up.
Oh.
See why we need engineers
the TV's
right
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he ever
Morning.
Tell you, did he ever tell you, Jug, what I did to him years ago?
No.
Because he's not really technical.
I not
went
at
to
all.
His, I went to his cable box and changed the color to purple.
At my house.
He couldn't.
And it messed you up?
I couldn't figure out how to change it back, and it felt very effeminate.
One time he called me. He's like, do you think you can come check this out? I got like a cable issue. This is something separate. I see. I'll come look at it because I'm like, I don't have tools. If you got like a big problem, I ain't going to be able to fix it. You know what it was? It was the wrong input.
Oh, my gosh.
It was.
Listen.
And he can make all these different memes.
I know.
In a website and different things. He can't even.
Talking about the voice not picture from earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's AI fun now.
You made me delete that twice.
I know. I had to re-delete it off my recently deleted.
I heard you say that.
I was NSA has already seen it.
I know.
They know what's going on over here.
I just don't want to die, and then they start going through my text, and it's like, oh, God.
I'm glad he doesn't get his feelings hurt, because he's got so much ammunition on you.
God.
Yeah, he does, don't he?
Yeah.
Who's the he?
Fat boy.
Oh, shoot. We equal.
Yeah, I think we're all pointing guns at each other at this
point.
All
good. We all good.
I love it.
It keeps everybody in check. Keep in peace.
Y'all did get deep this morning. Like you said, at 6:10.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I enjoyed it.
No, it was good. It was. I enjoyed listening to it.
You just won't hear stuff like that. You won't hear it on any other show. You won't.
Is that ever a part of your testing, like psychological stuff?
Oh my gosh.
That's not a bad question.
Like when my testing?
Like when they check you out, you know, you got to do your physicals every year and this, that, and the other.
Definitely not.
Like,
I don't think
about
you got to be you got to be a little crazy or dumb to drive race cars anyway and hit walls.
Well, you got to be fearless. I mean, truly.
Yeah, you do. And that you test that every time you get in the car.
Yeah.
You really do.
You got to be able to not pee for a long time.
There's that.
That's a common question. Hey, when do you go to the bathroom?
Are the rewards enough for the risk?
Well, I think so.
He's here right now.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
you do it well.
Yeah, I've been able to do it a long time, but definitely, I mean, about lost my arm from it, my hand at one point. But
oh, yeah.
Besides that, it's been good. I did mess my ribs up back at Daytona, the second Daytona, man. It hurt. I think I broke some ribs.
No, oh, what'd you hit?
The wall.
Oh,
yeah, but I didn't go.
My boy Jeffrey tried to clear himself.
Earnhardt?
Yeah, I love Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
And he didn't, and then he got a car and right reared it into me, and oh. Man, it hit me wide open, and then it shot me in the wall, and it was a hard hit.
Oh, like so up it, top, like yeah. You hit the right side,
yeah.
And you still feel it on the
well? No, the car hit me in the left side,
oh, okay.
in the door, and then I hit in the wall. So
you immediately like I would be like flipping like, off like
oh there
can't it, let go
it,
of the wheel.
It happened. I didn't even know. I couldn't even really tell, like it happened under me, and then it just shot into me, and I was like, "Damn, what just happened?" And it hurt like hell.
Look, I've seen it all this year, from Austin Dillon trying to kill everybody at the end of the race to wrecks like that. It's like,
yeah,
you wouldn't think you'd see.
Yeah, some of that stuff. That's when you're like, "Oh, that hurt," and you're like, "Ooh, ooh." And I felt that one for months. My ribs finally don't hurt anymore, to be honest.
That's good.
There's nothing you can do for a broken rib.
Uh-uh.
No.
I mean, can they? Do they have to set them or anything? And
I didn't even get checked out. Actually,
that's the thing. I know that I broke a rib one time, but I never was told that by. But I know that like that stabbing feeling. But then it just after a month or two, maybe it like
yeah.
goes away.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird, isn't it?
Can you refuse the infield care center?
No, no. Well, I don't even want to talk about it too much because I can get in trouble.
Let's just say if somebody else,
I just we finished the race because there's only a couple laps left. Right. And then they tried to say if you finish the race, if you drive the car and you finish, you don't have to go. So I was like, I finished the race, I don't have to go. But they did try to make me go, but I didn't.
So is there, and again, you don't have to answer this either. I really don't know this. Is there a NASCAR medical insurance program?
I don't know, but I guess.
I guess not.
You would need it, though,
right?
It
should be.
I don't
liability.
Know.
I mean, like, if
you want to find out.
If you tried to get it by on your own,
I don't want
to
find
it would
out.
Be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I drive race cars. How much is my insurance going to be? Does that affect you on the other end, too?
Probably. I don't know. These are questions I don't even know.
This is the goodies health insurance plan yeah. by NASCAR.
Just in right. case something happens, you need
no, there. I'm sure there is. Kind of we signed something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who does the books?
You might want to check into that, Jeremy. It's important.
I don't think I've ever heard Paige call me by my name.
Well, we hear she calls us off the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. We can't even say it on the air when she calls us off the air.
Now, you don't have an off season, really, do you?
No, definitely not.
Oh,
and right now, just trying to get everything lined back up to go do it again. You know,
and then you had a little function yesterday. You had to go.
Yeah,
like, it ain't ever over.
I stayed in Charlotte last night.
You drove in from Charlotte this morning.
I did.
Wow.
Did you go to bed?
A few hours.
You don't need sleep.
Yeah.
Did you?
We were wheeling and dealing, boys.
So where were you when I sent you the Facebook fussing script?
Charlotte.
Oh, well, yeah, but yeah, like, I mean, you had to function then?
Yeah, I stayed at their house.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Thank God they had a printer.
Thank God.
Oh. Did some studying.
Yes, I have looked at it. I haven't, read it that great, but... I'm a little ill-prepared this morning.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I want you to put your everything in the role of Travis from the gym. I want to hear everything.
Well, I don't know what
get
that means.
Get in the mindset everything. Of Travis from the gym.
Is he very muscular?
I don't know.
Is he roided up? Or?
You have to figure out who he is. That's your job as the actor.
Make him the character.
The other one, the second scenario has got some special lines in there.
See, the second one I definitely haven't looked over the best.
Oh, Lord. That's the one that's like...
Oh, I heard you talking about this earlier.
Geronimo Clapcheeks.
Yes.
Who was I met that again? Guy.
Yeah, who is
that? I forgot his name, but he walked up to me in Ingles. He's like, hey, I want you to know Geronimo Clapcheeks. That was me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, he showed me the text.
That's awesome.
It was the day we're talking about people call you Jeremy Clemson, Jerry Clements, Jerry Clemens, all these different names when they text him. But they also call him the Altana Barves. when talking about their beloved Braves.
Yeah, they misspell it.
A lot of misspellings.
Bad.
So this guy just walks up to you. I'm just...
Well, yeah. He recognized me.
He's like, that's you know, fat boy. I'm going to go tell him.
He recognized his hat I got on.
How about that, baby?
Yeah.
Hell
he's
yeah.
Like, I seen it. I know that hat. I want you to know.
Make America great again.
No, hang on. Hey, what it is.
It's the 51 hat.
That's right.
It is.
It's one of a kind.
That's right.
We're going to go on the live stream next. Live
video. Boy.
You ready?
I guess so. I don't have a choice. I'm here.
That's true. You remember that when you come here.
It's like the infield doctor. You have no choice.
That's right. I'm just glad I got these headphones plugged in now.
Thank God.
So I can hear, but they just going in and out.
They are?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I think it's when I move it. We'll work on that over the break.
We'll figure that out. When we return, we'll be facebook.com/RiseGuys and YouTube at the Rise Guys. That'll be the live stream. Later on, it'll be on all the other social media. But for right now, you can see that live video stream as we perform with the remarkable Geronimo Jack. What was it? Clap Cheeks.
Geronimo.
I was going to call you Geronimo Jack Links just now. That's strange. Got some jerky on my mind. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that were screenshot by Jeremy Clements.
I did not.
Sent in anonymously by you, the P1s, anonymously to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Let me move this a little bit for you.
Oh, you want it better?
Well, you're not.
You don't like what you see?
Can you move this way some?
This way?
You can move the monitor if you want.
Yeah.
There you go. I just wanted you to, as Paige would say, square up the shot.
Sorry. No, is that better? Right? You
square
like
that
in
the shot? Yeah.
Oh, look, we got allrob.com.
Oh, you're giving Rob Inario a free plug now.
Well, I love Rob, you know.
He's got double plugs now.
You won't like him if you look at your text message. You resurrected the picture.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
It scars me.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at the Rise Guys, and then that's for the live stream, but again, it will be on all the other ones shortly thereafter. So
yeah, actually, you want to check us out on Planet Facebook page. Having some issues with the other one.
Oh no.
Yeah, Matt will look into it later.
There's like connectivity issues.
I did fix your headphones though. I mean,
yeah. You did. Yeah.
Your mechanic skills are improving.
And so the assistant totally to the assistant. Oh, come on. Remember
you're
the time
not just
just
a voice.
My battery went dead at my house and I called you and I was like, hey, can you jump me off? And you came over there and you couldn't do it either. So you had to call your pit crew. Your pit crew came to my house.
My pit crew. We had your car at the shop one time. Remember that?
I appreciate it. It didn't run no faster, though.
Well, you didn't ask it to go faster. You just asked it to be fixed.
We'll go faster.
You had a footprint gas pedal.
All right. Here we go. Jug, you have your script. You're ready to go,
sir.
After a night of partying in
downtown
Charlotte, the Queen City. All right, here we go. Let me scroll back up. Here we go to the top. And that will start with scene number one. Playing the role of Wednesday Graham is Paige. Playing the role of Willie Graham is Fat Boy. That's her brother. Playing the role of Honey Baked Graham, that's the mom. That's Matt Man. And playing the role of Travis from work is also Matt Man. And playing the role as Travis from the gym, Jeremy Clements. And action.
Super excited for my date tonight. Emoji with heart eyeballs. Been texting back and forth all week. fingers crossed, he's as great in person.
Wait, what date? Who's this guy?
Well, calm down, LOL. His name is Travis. I met him through a friend.
You didn't mention this to me either, young lady.
Mom, I'm 38. I don't need to report every little detail.
Well, kiss my ass for giving a damn.
Mom.
Sorry. I just miss our girl talks, LOL. You know, your mama's getting old. Gonna be getting that menopause soon. Hey, so I guess this is a good time to ask, what time should I pick you up? Two sideways laughing crying emojis.
Travis, what the hell? You're married with 5 kids.
Wednesday, Graham!
Mom, chill out. The F word isn't a big deal to me, okay?
No F and S. I'm talking about the fact that you're getting drilled by a married fella. Ooh, and he's a hunk.
Wait, Wednesday Grab, you texted me all week about dinner plans. Is this another Travis?
Oh my God, not you. Wrong Travis. Travis Johnson. I go to the gym with him.
Damn, sis. Get your crap emoji together. Your life looks like Stevie Wonder's medicine cabinet.
Well, this is awkward. Hey, Wednesday Graham, could you text me your lasagna recipe instead? I was really excited about that. Also, Willie, odd meeting you like this, but watch the jokes about the disabled. Not cool.
My God, Willie. No kidding. Watch your mouth.
Oh, shut up, Mom. You made a menopause joke.
No, son. I wasn't making a joke about menopause. Your mama has it. I haven't had my period in 6 years. I sweat like a pig in my sleep, and I despise your father. I just thought your joke was stupid. Misorganized like Stevie Wonder's medicine cabinet? Really? That was lame.
TMI, Mom. Also, I was about to say, you tell some absolutely grotesque, vile, and disgusting jokes, LOL.
You think Stevie Wonder ever accidentally took a poo in his tub instead of the toilet? That's funnier to me.
Mom! What the hell? And Willie? You're egging her on. Besides, Travis is in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I just want to point out she's talking about Travis from the gym, LOL.
LOL. What are you LOLing?
Travis from the gym, on behalf of me and my son, I'm sorry. I did not know.
No offense taken. I'm not really an upstanding citizen.
Oh, hun, don't say that.
LOL, Mom. He's making a joke.
Nice one, dude. It's cool you have a good sense of humor about it.
Travis from the gym. Hey, man, love your outlook on life and the positivity you have, even if you're in a wheelchair.
Thanks, other Travis and Willie. I appreciate it, too. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Good job, sis. Looks like you picked out a good one. And Travis from the gym. Sorry our mom is such an odd bird.
This is so sweet. Hey, Wednesday, if Travis ever breaks your heart, just steal his wheelchair. He'll come crawling back in the end. Crickets. Hello? Is this thing on?
Insane.
How is that real?
That's a great question.
I can't even... wow. Yeah.
There it is.
Under... Wow.
He is a hunk, ain't he?
He's surprised when people go through
that. Honey Baked Graham.
Unbelievable.
You can tell I was thinking about Thanksgiving when I changed the names on that one.
little bit.
Say hey to everybody in the chat, Jug.
Hey, everybody in the chat.
All right. Knock that one out fast.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I don't have the...
I don't see it either.
I don't see anything on
Fat
the screen.
Fat Boy will
I'm
have
sorry.
To be the dignitary, the liaison. I don't see the comment screen.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't have anybody.
P1 Lady Marines in there. We got Smitty.
Smitty. I remember Smitty.
Nice Smitties.
What's up? Coach Johnson's in there. Big John from NC.
Put me in, Coach.
Jethro.
Hey, Jethro.
I love Jethro.
Yeah, we got a lot in there, man.
I love when he calls in.
Sean.
He's so wise.
Sean and Robert. Millie.
She's got
Millie. Millie.
All right, here we go. Scene number 2, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Archie Wawa is Fat Boy.
I love that name.
Playing the role of Wayne Hampton.
Oh, yeah.
The incomparable Geronimo Clapcheeks, Jerry McClellan. Playing the role of Bo Touchdowns is Matt Mann. And playing the role of Snapper is Paige. And action.
Archie Wawa posts the following on Facebook. Attention, I'm not, I'm going to put this there, and I don't care if you get offended or not. I'm a small business owner, and I'll run my biz the way I see fit. So if you write BS on a Yelp review and don't have the balls to say it to my face, guess what? Don't worry about stepping foot back into my damn restaurant. I'll be all right without you. Middle finger emoji.
Whoa, bro, what happened? Thought about looking up. Thought of everything was looking up after this.
It's all good, man. Just some people trying to ruin me without giving me a chance to make it right. But it's all good because they can all go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Blank their money. If you can't voice your concerns to me, then the hell with you. I don't need you.
Damn, man. I hate you got to go through that, though.
Well, you know how it goes. Some people like to complain on Facebook if you do something they don't like. What happened to being a man and talking face to face?
Yeah, good luck with that. Don't seem to happen much anymore.
I wouldn't even damn worry about having a business for too long anyway. You publicly supporting and voting for her? Sealed that for me and a bunch of other people I know. And I know a lot of people. We won't be stepping back foot in your restaurant any damn more. I'd rather eat powdered, sugared, covered piles of dookie at a Republican's house than to ever, ever eat anything you ever cook again.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I said it.
Bro, I know you got opinions, but it's just food. His menu's pretty damn good. Hell, I even heard Jeremy Clements of the Xfinity series loves to come in here for the meeting, too. He gobbles it down, meeting, too.
A gobbler.
Now, listen, I love Chuck. He's from Spartanburg, ain't he? But that ain't the point. How good is it if I can't support his views? So, blank him.
Too damn expensive for my ass, anyway, so... I ain't gonna miss it.
Well, first off, use the wrong two. Use T-O. It's supposed to be T-O-O. Two O's. And second, I never said anything about the left or the right.
Ooh, who the blank are you? Spelling police? Where's your badge? Up your ass? With your stupid face opinions? Four middle finger emojis?
Whoa. How the hell do you flip people off four times at once?
You can do it any damn thing on Facebook nowadays.
Yeah, the hell did you say a few months back about who the hell you was voting for? I can find the damn post if you wait a damn minute. I say damn a lot. And you know what?
Damn.
You had a sign in the window, too. I don't care how good your food might be, enough is enough, just like Owen Hart said.
Dude, stop hating. You know the food is great.
I repeat, he had a sign in the damn window.
So I can't publicly support who I want to vote for? You didn't complain all those times I saw you shoving your face with my food.
Don't even argue with him, Bo. That's what people like this dummy crat do. Hell with him.
You're not making the Republicans look at him.
No, that's what people who grow up with a rich daddy do. People who never work for a damn thing in their life, baby. That's what they do.
Bo, the only damn thing you ever worked for was that white room. Brutal. Don't even lie.
I ain't even playing, Wayne. I'm serious here.
New low for you, dumbass. Insulting someone with caring parents? Nice. Hey, go walk off a curb, dip blank.
Bitch, it's this simple for me. When I wanted something as a kid, I know I had to earn it. Whether it was feeding them chickens, giving my pappy a shave, or it meant his spit can. I worked for what I wanted. Nobody gave me a damn thing. I earned it. Get my first job at Winn-Dixie and Belton. By God, I could earn money to buy what I wanted for myself, and you don't know nothing about that, do you?
Bitch, I started working at 15 for the YMCA before and after damn school, and I earned my damn way and graduated from damn college, so if I want to put a sign in my window that says who I support, that's my damn right. If you want to come meet at my place, then that's your right, but my menu is fire, and you ain't going to get a better price anywhere in town. So if that's too much for you, then good riddance. Somebody else with a wallet in the mouth will gladly take your place.
Not after they read what you say, the way you talk to your customers.
They won't think anything of it when they see your stupid-ass Facebook page.
I hate to see the community split like this, but you're right. I'll take his place. Done gained 20 pounds because I can't stay out of here. Post gif of Jeremy Clements pointing and laughing. God.
Have fun choking on the dry beef. You can shove that menu up your seat, jackass.
Yeah.
You jackass.
If you want to choke on some dry beef, then why don't you mosey over here with your mouth wide open, LOL.
I got a feeling that you'll be back soon enough.
Oh, well, if you don't, though, I'll be okay.
I ain't gonna lie, Bo, but I love that damn restaurant. I want to support you, but all the meatloaf that they can make once a week is damn great.
You let me catch you with that blank on the job site, and you'll be cooking and looking for a new job. And I'll pull my steel-toed Wolverine out of your ass at the same time.
Insane!
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
That's hard to say, like toadstool.
Toadstool.
That one was fire.
Hold on, what was it? My steel-toed Wolverine boot.
Still told.
You know what's great? You could tell Jug did not really
read
the second part.
Sorry, I told you this.
It turns into being about himself, and he's so surprised.
I know. I'm like, what? I'm like, how did this get on here?
Oh, God.
I love Paige having the line, if you want to choke on some dry beef.
Come over here with your mouth part up.
That one was good. The second one, I did not look at it at all.
Oh, surprise.
What you just heard was real.
It's real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by, who knows, you, maybe, the P1s, anonymously. We keep that hidden. But we do change the names to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition.
Facebook fussing.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Today.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Well, the world's tallest woman and the shortest woman met for tea in London. And
I shared that on
our
social media earlier.
It was the 20th annual Guinness World Book of Records Day. But this is the interesting thing about these two that I found out, that the 27-year-old, her name is Ramisi Gelgi. And
look,
she,
Jug.
It don't even look real.
The world's tallest woman holding the woman, the world's shortest woman. And do their dimensions again?
I don't know what to say. I don't even look.
She looks like the Russian lady basketball player that was really a dude. Remember? From the Olympics. That's who she looks like.
How tall is the...
How tall?
Hang on. Let me go to their other stats.
She looks like that dude that was in all those Rob Zombie movies.
Oh, yeah. The real... What was his name?
Matthew McGorry?
Yes, that was it. He was in Big Fish, too.
Yeah.
That what guy. Was, what do we got here?
All right, so hang on. Let me go back to the stats.
Her news is buffering.
No, it is. I'm sorry.
News.
Anyways, so let me tell you. So this woman, oh, gosh.
There was
shortest
this
is
one.
2 feet.
There was
1 inch.
Wait, two feet?
I said a foot
is
and a half.
That what you said?
Yeah.
And I was just guessing.
Jeez.
Yeah, it shouldn't even look real, man. How do you...
And the tallest is 7'1". So the one who is 27 and she's the tallest, she's a Turkish web developer. And the shortest woman is an Indian actress.
What?
Yes, and she was in American Horror Story, and that's why she looks so familiar
to
me.
I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah.
My wife loves that show.
I do.
She related to Deep Roy.
Probably. The star of season 2 of Eastbound and Down.
And... Johnny Depp Wonka.
So the pair have been honored as Guinness World Book of Records icons in the book of their 70th anniversary edition.
But the girl who's short, she just looks short.
She's 24 inches tall. She's literally two. I mean,
is everything?
It looks like a woman is holding a doll, basically, because she's so little.
It really does. And then, yeah, she's 7'1". God.
Whatever. But is everything internally developed? Like, she looks like a normal person would look.
It would have,
it's
she
just,
would.
It's just like, all shrunk,
it's
right?
It's like a baby at a certain age that never grows to be an adult.
But she can't.
That's crazy.
She wouldn't ever be able to birth a child. Nor, no.
I wouldn't. It would be smaller than her.
No way.
It'd be like a little.
It'd be like a Russian nesting doll.
You need a doctor on the show.
It's like, I need you to circumcise my baby. I'm like, where?
Julia Serving, if you're listening, call in right now, please.
Where?
Andre Young, anyone? Oz?
Dr. Oz, he's busy now, right?
Did he not win?
Dang it.
So there were other people, like, you know, the woman with the... They're featured in this big thing with Guinness World Book of Records. So women with the longest fingernails, the tallest man, and other great records.
What? So are they going to get a show on TLC together? Because I'd watch that, man.
I would too.
Not, I don't even pretend they're really living together. Just say, hey, it's the world's tallest woman and shortest woman on vacation together. I would watch that.
Is that still something you try to be in? Like the Guinness Book of Records?
Well, I...
Some people do, yeah, of course.
Can you turn it down, though? You're like, look, I've lived a normal life as a 2-foot-tall woman.
Leave me alone.
I'm a Persian, what was she? Indian?
Indian,
yeah,
I thought.
Okay, there's not Persian anymore. Correct me. Well, with the cats only.
The smallest one is the actress.
Depends on who
okay,
you ask.
She's like, look, I've lived a somewhat normal life here. The other one can't not stick out. I mean, she's 7 foot tall as a woman.
Yeah, she's a web developer.
She's like, look, I want to stay out of your books. Plus, I don't make any money off that. Only the beer people make the money off the books.
Now, here's the question.
Is it the same people?
I don't know.
Is it the beer people that make the book of records? Wow, I've never thought about it. I'm going to Google that now.
But
I love
the
these
funny
fun
thing
cows
about that.
I thought you didn't Google anymore.
Well, sometimes it slows down progress.
Yeah.
The world's shortest woman. Let's say it's a different woman.
Yeah.
That you're really attracted to.
Yeah.
And let's say she's, you know, 25, 26 years old.
And she's how tall?
2 feet.
No way.
She's 2 feet tall.
Do you even entertain it? Like,
no. It's the no.
You wonder how stuff works.
We were talking about Ariana Grande the other day. She's too tiny, let alone this.
She's so you're saying if you were interested in her? Is that what you said?
I just wonder if you, like, if you ever become interested in her because of that size.
That's weird.
So she has
that's a fetish more than anything, right?
I don't know. That didn't seem right.
They got toys of Adam and Eve that are bigger than her.
The woman
yeah,
who,
that dragon one.
A way to put them in there.
American Horror Story. She played Ma Petite.
Oh, yeah.
That means little mama.
So she has a form of dwarfism called achondroplasia.
What did you say?
I don't know. I'm not a
she doesn't doctor know what she just said.
That's what it is. Whatever the disease is. So I don't know if she can birth children is what I'm getting at.
I would think so.
Okay. So it did start off. So a guy by the name of Sir Hugh Beaver. No, I'm not making that name up. Sir, he was knighted. Sir Hugh Beaver, managing director of Guinness Breweries, came up with this idea in Ireland when he was out skeet shooting or something. And the first one was the fastest game bird. Game, not gay. Game bird. And then it just turned into like drinking things where, hey, I wonder who's the tallest woman? Who's the shortest woman? Let's make a book. Let's open a museum in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hang on, man.
All these different
things. That's how it came up?
This is what Wiki says.
Wiki.
By the way, they want me to pay $3. Should I do it? They say it's going to go away if I don't.
I think they just tell everybody that.
It's like the news saying, if you don't write your congressman, we're going to lose CBS opportunities. It's like, well, you need to fix that. Why are you going to the audience to do it?
For real.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
This girl in Miami, who's 19, it says she's only 72 centimeters tall.
What does that mean in inches, though?
I don't know.
I know.
I hate that about the world.
Just give us what we know.
Metrics.
She got dwarfism. She's from Miami.
But isn't that a thing now where you, and I'm doing this for an example, so don't get all high and mighty and wild on me.
How much? 72?
I thought dwarf was considered a slur.
So this
a slur?
Meaning like.
Oh, if you can't
little,
say
like
that?
You can't say, I mean. Oh. People frown upon midget, although I had a midget one time tell me he had no issues with it.
I don't know the proper terminology for this.
So this woman is 62 centimeters and 2 feet.
Oh, 62 meters and 2 feet?
Centimeters.
Okay, good Which Lord. Is, that's even more like, I got rulers taller than that at the house.
Yeah, I'm going to,
What did her mom look like?
Is she normal size or?
What does she buy? She buys children's. I'm enamored by that now. Like, would she buy children's clothes?
Bad Boy's over here Googling.
She has to all get about all
about it. Yeah, I want to know now. World's shortest woman's mom.
Look up world's shortest porn star.
Why?
Where did that come from? I had one in here one time.
You had one in here?
Yeah, her name was nice. Bridget.
A little and wild. She was a short one?
Yeah. You know what her last name was?
Tell me.
Don't say it.
I can. That was her name.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, can I make
her
this
last name was the Midget.
Look, those are her parents.
She was Bridget the Midget.
She has normal parents.
Oh, yeah.
Normal no. Hold on.
Yeah.
Like I said,
mom and dad are like normal height.
Yeah.
It's a disease.
So you think like eight generations ago, like there was another little tiny? Is that not in the DNA in a sense?
I don't think it's.
Oh wow.
It's passed through generations because there's people that are dwarfs.
Look at the tall woman's parents. They're little tiny people. It's incredible. I think they were just separated at the hospital and they didn't realize it.
Oh, whoa.
I can't find...
You looked up porn and there we go. And of course, it will land on alternative goodness. Lifestyles and not the...
I look over and I see something that shouldn't be there.
4'10" is the shortest I could find.
So that's Bridget, right?
4'10".
No, it was this other lady.
Bridget was... I felt so bad for her.
What is her name?
She was in town to do like a...
Holly Hendricks. Yeah.
Bridget was nice.
You could tell she's in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like it was just. Yeah.
And she was in here?
When we were in the old studio. Yeah.
We had to tell her to quit smoking.
Yeah. And
she was trying to smoke
it away
in the studio.
You guys talked about her before.
Yeah.
This is the one. Yes.
This is nothing but women, man. Did I get hacked?
Plus, Bridget, the whole person, doesn't read well on a sign.
It doesn't really.
It's not creative, really. So she said that. All right, thank you, Paige. We're gonna take us a break. Sorry, the attention is just went all over that. It's just you see that. See, here's the problem with the world we live in today. People are gonna see that picture that we shared or see all the coverage of this today, and they're gonna say, "That's AI."
Yeah, they ain't gonna believe it.
They're not gonna believe that.
It's hard to believe anything you see these days, isn't it?
And she's a web designer. Like, imagine how tiny her cell phone is. All right, good morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.